Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dan Summers, Sports Radio 101.9 FM, and Sports Radio 66, WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you and how you be at 6:30 and 25 seconds to go right along with it on a Monday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. Paulie Rosenberg, Matt Casey. They on the other side of the glass in 1-877-337-6666. Number to call for the marathon Monday schmooze right up until the Yankee pregame. 7:30 right here on your fan, New York City.
We certainly don't have to tell you that there's a heat wave gripping much of the country from Texas to the Great Lakes and east.
We're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave.
Frankly, it was really freaking hot.
You tend to monitor guys a little more closely. Want to see how your pitchers are doing. You know, obviously cramped up a little bit out there. Probably at least something to do with the heat.
There is a base hit going all the way to the wall. It is a ribby double for Aaron Judge.
That was so hot.
Line hard, there's a base hit left field. Voit scores. It's a two-run base hit for Gleyber Torres.
Feeling hot, hot, hot.
Backhanded by LeMahieu. Flips to Hale in time. Ball game over. Yankees win.
Hey, why is it so hot in here? It's too hot in here.
It's like a heat wave. Burning in my heart.
Players are conditioned to go through this. It doesn't, obviously it's not easy, but you know, it's a level playing field, they say, because you have two teams doing the same thing.
This is good. We're all hot at the same time. We should do something.
Going back is Judge on the track at the wall, and she is gone. Charlie Blackman homers into the Yankees bullpen.
Feeling hot, hot, hot.
God, it didn't take one pitch for the Yankees to even the game.
Oh, it's too hot, too hot. Too hot,
and it's a two-run base hit for David Dahl, and Colorado now takes a 5-1 lead.
Consider visiting a library, a shopping mall, or a moving theater to get a break from the heat.
Here's the long throw to first in time. Ball game over. Colorado wins.
In the desert, you can't remember your name, because there ain't no one for to give you no pain.
He was hot, but, you know, everyone's playing in the same weather, so that's not really an excuse.
That was hot nonsense.
And so we begin at the beginning with observations from Saturday and Sunday. Observations from hot town, summer in the city. And I'm telling you, back of my neck getting dirty and gritty. Been down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. Saturday and Sunday. Here comes the sun. And what do you say about that? Well, the sun is a bitch. Gimme swelter. You would think that all of that heat Saturday and Sunday would come on a Friday. On Saturday for the Rockettes. The Yankees, I think it's fair to say, were too hot to handle. Some like it hot, but the only three you can think of, Marilyn Monroe, Jack Lemmon, and Tony Curtis, Luke Voit, the lip, no glass jaw, he was hot under the collar after that high heat. Only one Yankee took batting practice on Saturday. The others, trying to beat the heat as close to the nearest AC as possible, then went out to beat the Rockettes. Saturday, both Voit and Romine steamed over some very close pitches. The Yankees, they followed the sun on Saturday. Hot, as the weather was on Saturday, With five in a row, 31 over 500, a 10-game lead to knock a 9-0 lead by the fourth inning. And Encarnacion, 21 RBIs in 24 games. The Yankees as hot as hell. In Toronto, it's We Are North. In the Bronx, it's We Are Savages and ravaging the Rockettes with 2 out of 3 and now 14-0-1 in their last 15 home series. A sizzling record from a sizzling Saturday and Sunday. And was it not? Sunny on Sunday in the Bronx. Sunny gray. Here's what the Yankees have to do when it's Paxton's turn in the rotation. You have Chad Green open. Then, instead of Cortez coming in, you make it Paxton. Let him start from the second inning. And this to avoid another leadoff home run, and there's been 3 of those. 8 altogether in the first inning he's allowed. And in 7 of his last 9 starts, he's given up runs right now, right away. His first inning ERA rising faster than the temperature itself. It's over 10. From the second inning on, it's 275. So what is the difference between Paxton and Sonny Gray? Gray was sold. Paxton means buy before the sun sets on July 31. If over the weekend you wanted to cool off, well, forget about that. Forget the AC. Forget the water. Forget the ice cream. Forget the visit to the Lemon Ice King of Corona or any of the other great Italian ices of New York City. All you had to do to get cool and comfortable, well, how about, wait, check that. To get cool is, and to get cold is to, what do you think I'm leading into? Because you want cold? You want frozen? How about the New York Metropolitans? Cold, you wish they'd be sold, truth be told. Can I be so bold? Extra, extra, extra. What's to read all about it? Extra Thursday night. The tease with Alonso top 16. And no Mazel Tov for Mazza. Still looking to get an out bottom of the 16th. And if you can believe, 8 scoreless innings from the bullpen, 8, before Mazza made you think J.D. Davis a better option. Extra Friday night. And you don't want to read all about this one either. Rosario going back, Dominic Smith coming in. Who's got it? Nobody. Saturday. No extra cheese at all. A player to be named Walter Lockett. He was getting outs. The Mets were getting hits. And runs, can you make it up? Alonso, with 33-75, and rookie of the year to be, and Smith, McNeil, and Frazier make it 11-9 after 0-10 the night before. Sunday, extra. As in extra frustrating, with more bats flying further than hits, Frazier and Ramos losing their grip. You ready to throw a fit? And Alonso breaking the bat over wounded knee, not much to see. The Mets going 8 2/3 innings without a hit. Only 2 hits in the last 10 innings. 1 four-letter word that we know of applies here with the 4 games with the Metropolitans. It's a 4-letter word you can use on the family program, and that word is sell. And finally, with the Hall of Fame, with the induction ceremonies that went on from yesterday, Mariano Rivera of the New York Yankees, pitch perfect, fittingly closing the Hall of Fame ceremonies.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.